Okay, the word docent has been kind of coined by museums to mean museum teachers. And at this museum, we have a volunteer group of people who come in on a regular basis. It's usually once a week. And they volunteer their time to teach children about the museum. And we have school groups come in on a regular basis, usually once a week. We have children come into the museum on a daily basis, and the volunteers come in, and they essentially teach a program that we have, which is centered around the exhibitions, whether they be permanent or the temporary exhibits. And the docents are also expected to do some research on their own, because we just don't give them a tour of the museum. For example, if they come in on a mammals program, the docents come in and they work up a program with vocabulary words, classroom discussion questions, post-museum visit activities so that they can continue the museum visit after they come here. And the docents essentially put all of these activities, questions, vocabulary words, and a complete tour through the museum using hands-on materials, and that forms essentially an education program for classroom kids. Right. Towards the end of September, we're going to be having a training session for all of the docents, returning and new docents, so that they can become familiar with the programs that we are putting on this year.
Now, what does it take to be a docent? What does a person have to know? What do they have to be? What do you expect them to do?
Okay. There are no degree requirements to be a docent. There are, matter of fact, no universities which give degrees in docent work. But we are looking for docents who have a basic desire to work with children, to be able to teach them what we have in the museum, and to be able to explain things in kids' talk, but yet be accurate, work with hands-on materials, and also be able to enjoy the kind of exhibits that we have at the university. So it's essentially more of a desire of working at the museum and participating in the programs that we have here than any kind of actual requirements. The more background that a person has, the more that they can bring into the program and kind of share their knowledge with the other docents.
Now, when you say there's no requirements, I understand there's no requirements to become one, but once somebody becomes a docent, what do you expect of them?
Okay, we expect them to sign up for at least a once-a-week visit, and we also expect them to show up on time. We expect them to participate actively with the program, come to our monthly meetings, and participate in our training programs, and essentially that is it.
Now, when you mentioned you have children coming in once, you have children coming in every day, what is this? What are these groups of children coming in? Where do they come from? Why do they come to the museum?
Okay, the docent program primarily is geared to complement the curriculum of the public school system. We have study guides, curriculum study guides that we have here that we study on a regular basis to find out what the children are being taught, and then we determine what we can We have study curriculum guides for the North. We have study curriculum guides for the Fairbanks North Scarlet. We have curriculum guides for the Fairbanks North Scarborough School District at the museum, and we review those on a frequent basis to determine what is being taught in the public schools for any particular grade level. Then we make a determination, what can the museum do to complement a particular topic? And we look at our exhibits program, and we look at some of the hands-on materials that we have available to us, and we try to put together a program based essentially on that kind of a and we try to put together a program based on these resources. We also discuss these programs with the curriculum committees that the school district has so that they are in accord with what we are doing. So essentially we try to work hand in hand.
Sounds great. What are some of the programs we've had in the past, and any new ones you're developing this year?
We've got some very exciting programs. I think the most popular one is Mammals and People and Mammal Adaptations. And Mammals and People is a program that is designed for grades 1 through 3. And here we essentially discuss how people in Alaska, and primarily the Alaska Natives, use mammals' products. Everything from the meat to the skin to the bones to just about anything else that an animal can be used for. And the Mammal Adaptations is for grades 4 through 6. And here we essentially talk about how mammals have adapted to the Alaska's various environments. Some of the other programs that we've developed center around Alaska's native peoples, Athabaskan trading, Eskimo masks, and we also have a kind of a what we call a core curriculum. We have some core museum tours based on an introduction to all of Alaska's native peoples.
Sounds interesting. And let's see, you've had plate tectonics. Has that been retired, or is that still one that's going on? Let me ask a different way. Do you retire programs from time to time and replace them, or do they stay in the inventory?
They stay in the inventory, yes. Plate tectonics is designed primarily for junior and senior high school because you have to have an introductory understanding of geology prior to understanding of plate tectonics. And it's very difficult for secondary grades to come to the museum because they have a rotating class schedule. And so to get permission for one class to come, you usually have to get almost permission from two or three different teachers.
I've jumped around quite a bit. Is there anything I haven't asked that you'd like included in this?
If anybody is interested in becoming a volunteer docent, I would urge them to get a hold of me at the University of Alaska Museum and ask for the Education Department at 474-7505. And if I can hear from prospective volunteers towards the middle of September, then we can arrange and I can tell them exactly when our training schedule will begin. It will usually last a period of 2 weeks every other day.
Sounds good. Thank you.